This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. I hope you enjoyed that program that's been playing the last 3 days. That's something that I preached at Island Community Church, from hearing it over 2 years ago now. And that was entitled The Last Hour, taken from 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, Little Children, it is the last hour. And the sermon was based on what makes me saying that any different than John saying it. And the answer, and there is an answer to that, and that is that certain things have to be fulfilled prior to the Lord Jesus Christ coming back again. For instance, Israel had to become a nation again. There had to be a 200 million man army ready to cross over the Euphrates River. So those are some things. And for more information on that sermon, or if you'd like a copy of that, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll email you the link. I will mail you the disc free of charge, whatever it takes. Get that in your hand. Here today, we're going to hear something I just preached last weekend. And I'll tell you, we're just having a wonderful time. At least I am preaching through Revelation. And we're in chapter 6. We're going to wrap up chapter 6 and chapter 7 here with this message. It'll play the rest of this week. And I believe I've entitled it, Some Things Never Change. And that's because we're looking at why people are killed at the end of the age. We read in chapter 6, verse 9, the Apostle John, at the opening of the fifth seal, says, I saw under the altar the souls of those that were slain on account of the word of God and the testimony that they held. And so here we go again. People killed for the word of God, killed for a Bible. How long has this been going on? Way, way back, the Catholics were killing Protestants for having a Bible. William Tyndale in 1526 was killed, was tracked down. He was betrayed by one of his best friends and killed for having the audacity to translate the Bible from Latin into, or actually from Greek into English. This has been going on a long time, and we see that, indeed, some things never change. Enjoy this message now, part one of this message, as we're preaching through the book of Revelation. We're in Revelation chapter 6. We left off last week looking at the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I love the notion and the idea, since you guys were out last week, you missed my comparison, but, you know, something always means something in the Bible. A sword means something else. A sword, like when Paul said, that if you don't pay your taxes or if you disobey the law, that the governor does not bear the sword in vain. Sword stands for what? For capital punishment, right? A dragon means something. A lamb means something. Well, likewise, so does a horse. So I got the notion last week preaching through this, studying through this, instead of the four horsemen, it should be the four limo drivers of the apocalypse. It's just a means of transportation.
They're not necessarily going to have a, maybe he's going to have a white limo. And you would read something like this. When the Lamb opened the first seal, I heard the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. I looked, and behold, a white limo. And he that sat in it had a bow. I kind of like that. Four horsemen. The first one was known as and is known as Conqueror. He's got a bow and no arrows. He's either riding in a white limo, he's riding what the Bible calls a white horse. The Lord Jesus comes back on a white horse. The Mahdi Muslim 12th Imam Savior is supposed to come back on a white horse. Remember what Jesus said? For false Christs and false prophets will rise up and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect could be deceived. How many people are going to buy that hook, line, and sinker? The second one is a red horse. He takes peace from the world. And anytime you take peace from the world, you've got what? War. And that's what happened here. I'd say that's about where we're at right now in the world, isn't it? There's no peace out here anymore. And with the Christian, you see, that's your fault. Because you got your peace from Jesus Christ. And he says, not as the world gives, do I give unto you. You see, you've let someone take your peace from you. That's where we left off last week, right? I encourage you to go out and get it back. No one can take your peace from you. It can't be taxed. It can't be taken. You can give it away by letting these things around you chink away and steal your peace. But this is what happens in the world with no peace. Also, Isaiah said Jesus is the Prince of Peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. The third horse, black horse. Famine. Again, we looked at that last week. When the two witnesses are here, it says no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. How long is the days of their prophecy? 1,260 days. On a Hebrew calendar of 360 days is 3.5 years with no rain. Next hurricane, you go on up the street here to Publix. And you go down the water aisle here 6 hours for a hurricane. Not only will you see no peace. People will do anything for a gallon of water. Imagine going 3.5 years with no water. And then along comes the Antichrist in a white limo. And in the back of the limo, he's got cases and cases of Zephyr Hills. And all you got to do is take a little mark right here, right there. And you can have all the water you want. You think I'm crazy? Read 2 Kings chapter 5. Look what they did. We looked at this again last week. What happens when there's a drought? They were boiling their children. Remember the story we looked at? We boiled my kid yesterday, and now this lady went and hid hers because we're supposed to boil hers today. You thought they would have become vegetarians the next day. Wouldn't you have lost your appetite at least? Or what did Satan say? Job 2:4, skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. He said to God, take away his blessings and he'll spit in your eye, God. Or he'll curse you to your face. That's the black horse, famine. The last one was a pale horse, Greek word chloros, where our word chloroform comes from. It means a deathly, sickly green pale. So if this one was a limo, this limo had hell, you could say, he was pulling it from behind. This limo had a trailer hitch on it, and he's pulling hell behind him. It says, and Hades, or hell, Hades is the correct translation. Hades followed along with him like a faithful dog. So that's where we left off here last week. I'll have that sermon as soon as I burn copies of it. Now when he opened the fifth seal, Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. Now when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those that had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those that dwell on the earth?" Boy, some things just never change, do they? Killed for two things. Number one, the word of God. Number two, their testimony. And guess what their testimony was? Just like Tim Tebow wears on his eye patches. John 3:16. Their testimony is Jesus Christ is Lord. Just like the guy that won the Derby and the Preakness and the Belmont. They say, "What do you have to say?" He says, "Jesus Christ is Lord." That's his testimony. And all the way back then, some things just never change, do they? Remember that in your daily lives. People say the world's going to get better. Remember, that's not a look at the past. That's a look at what's going on here in the future. Their souls are under the altar on account of the word of God. There's going to be such an intolerance of the word of God. Hey, wait a minute. That's happening today, isn't it? Is there or is there not an intolerance for the word of God today? How about the testimony of Jesus? This is the age that we're living in right now. Also, David lamented the same things as these that were under the altar. Psalm 6:3, "My soul is greatly troubled, but you, Lord, how long?" Or Psalm 13:1, "How long, Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long are you going to hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me?" Verse 17, "Lord, how long will you just look on? Rescue me from their destructions and my precious life from the lions." And here, they ask the same thing. How long will you look on? When will you end all the evil in the world? Now, in this case, unlike every time I ask them, they get an answer. You know, I guess I would get an answer too if I just go to where God speaks. Some people are visiting because they're real gluttons for punishment. They listen to my radio program. And I could ask them, God's always broadcasting. You just got to go to where he's speaking. And that's right here in his word, right here in the book. He's always speaking. Here the answer is chill out.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.